Good afternoon. This is Jasmine. How can I help you?
My name is Carla Bledsoe. I'm a client at your Clinton office. I have been without a housekeeper for over a week because she's sick. And I was told that they would look for a substitute, but I can't get a hold of anybody. Nobody ever answers the phone at the number I've been given. And
okay.
I just wanted to know if somebody was going to find somebody for me, or am I supposed to do without, or am I needed to look for another company?
So my advice to you, if they're not staffing you and your needs are going unmet, you should start looking for another agency that can accept your care plan, because if they can't find a substitute for you, your hours are being wasted on nothing and you need the care. So you ended up calling Deluxe Home Care. We do the same thing. What county do you reside in, ma'am?
St. Clair County, Missouri.
St. Clair, we service that area. If you like, I can assist you to make sure that you get the services that you need. So you could have options.
Well, I'm with Advantage out of Clinton, the Clinton office.
Uh-huh.
Where are you based at?
So we're licensed in St. Clair, so we have caregivers in your local county. And we have offices in St. Louis, we have offices in Jackson, and like I said, we're licensed throughout the whole state.
Well, I would like to have you look for somebody for me.
Okay, what's your first and last name?
Pardon?
What's your first and last name?
Carla with a C, Carla Bledsoe, B-L-E-D-S-O-E.
And your date of birth, Ms. Bledsoe?
March 28th, 1959.
And your home address?
500 South Tower Street, apartment A2, Lowry City, Missouri, 64763.
Okay. That's Carla, C-A-R-L-A. And your last name is spelled B-L-E-D-S-O-E. Your date of birth is March 28, 59, and you reside at 500 South Tower Street, apartment A is in Apple. And I didn't get the city. What's the city?
Lowry, L-O-W-R-Y, city.
And that's 64763. And what's your Missouri Medicaid ID number, ma'am? Your 8-digit number or for your Medicaid card, it's called DCN number.
DCN number?
Or for the MoHealth Net card. Mm-hmm. And Ms. Carla, what's a good number to reach you?
417-391-6242.
Okay.
You're going to have to hang on for a minute. Let me see
Take
if I can
find that number.
Take your time
and grab something
number.
To write with, Ms. Carla, while you add it, so that we could exchange information as well. Okay? Mm-hmm. Give me 1 second. Thank you.
I found the number whenever you're ready.
I'm ready.
This is for Medicaid, right?
Correct. The MoHealthNet DCN number.
0150-3293. Let me do that, look at that again. Yeah. I'm
it's
shaking
so,
so bad I can hardly read. Well, I'm shaking so bad today I can't hardly do anything.
So I got 0150-3293, correct?
Yes.
Okay. Let me check it. Okay, I'm going to check to see if everything is good. So we could put in what's called the provider change over to us. If Advantage does find a caregiver for you, just accept the help so you're not left alone for long periods of time until we take over. The state will notify okay. Advantage of your last day once they put in the request to transfer you over to our agency, okay?
Okay.
Give me 1 second.
I had the person from the Department of Division of Senior and Disability Services here on the 20th of January doing an evaluation. So.
Miss Carla, do you prefer a male or a female, or does it matter?
I think I prefer a female.
Okay. Talk to me a little bit about your care plan and what days and times are you needing care at home?
Well, they've been coming. It's never the same thing every week. But my housekeeper had kids, and she had to be home with them several times with the flu. But I usually had somebody 2 days a week and 1 day with respite.
Okay, and are you looking for personal care, running errands, laundry, like meal prepping, doing running your errands?
Housekeeping might run me down to the dollar store or something in this cold weather, which is only a few blocks away from my house. And
okay.
Some cooking, but laundry definitely. There's a washing machine available on the premises that it's only one washer and one dryer, so you have to kind of get in line sometimes. I live in a senior housing at Lowry.
Okay, we're going to have to put in the request to transfer your services online because the state's already closed. So just bear with me. Give me 1 second.
Okay.
Okay, Miss Carla, just let me know when you're ready to write some stuff down.
Okay, hang on a second.
Take your time.
You might have to give me a little time, too, because I can't write very fast when I'm shaking. So.
No worries.
Okay, I'm ready.
So the agency that's going to further you along and find you some consistent help is called Deluxe Home Care. Deluxe is spelled D-E-L-U-X-E. That's Deluxe Home Care.
Deluxe Home Care.
Now, we are CDS agency. We're going to be in charge of finding you an aide, okay? So we also got to change your agency model. So like that, you're not stuck with an agency that doesn't have participants. That's what happened.
I lost you. I'm losing. You're breaking up.
With the CDS program, you call me. You say, Jasmine, the young lady that you sent me, I don't know, her energy is off. Find me someone else. Immediately, she's off your care plan, and we're adding someone new. With the in-home, you're stuck. That's what's happening to you right now. So we got to do an agency change to Deluxe Home Care. My number is
314-501-2508.
And my name is Jasmine.
Jasmine.
And we also have to do an agency model change. You're going from in-home services to CDS. So just keep that in mind when the state calls you to review the changes to your care plan, because you have to approve it, okay?
Okay, from in-home
to CDS. That's when you are in control of who's coming in and out of your house.
And to CV as in Victor?
I'm sorry, Consumer Direct Support, CDS.
CDS.
Mm-hmm. All right. Now, okay. Talk to me a little bit about your disabilities.
I have Parkinson's, fibromyalgia, degenerative arthritis, and some mental issues, PTSD. I'm just falling apart. I've got... The Parkinson's is pretty advanced. I know everybody goes at a different rate, but I've had it for six or seven years. And then before that, I had what they called an essential tremor, which they think is just something that was not diagnosed early enough for my Parkinson's.
Okay.
I shake so bad sometimes I can't hardly feed myself, but I'm not to the point where I need somebody to feed me yet or get me dressed, but I'm getting close.
And with the grace of God, you might never need that, okay?
Yeah, that's true.
I'm just putting in all the referral online so that we can get this process moving on your behalf so we don't waste no more time waiting for someone that doesn't show, okay?
Okay.
And Lowry is L-O-W-R-E-Y or L-O-W-R-Y?
L-O-W-R-Y. It's pronounced Lowry.
Lowry.
Lowry. I don't know if I can even read my own writing on my notes. I'll try to read these back to you when you get through.
You can read it to me now as we go through the referral. Mm-hmm.
It's deluxe. What after that?
Deluxe Home Care, and deluxe is spelled with D-E-L-U-X-E.
Home. Home care. Your number is 314-501-2508.
You got it.
And your name is Jasmine.
Yes, ma'am.
And when they call me, I'm going from an in-home to a CDS. C is in Charles, D is in David, S is in Sue.
You got it. It's short for Consumer Direct Support.
I couldn't write all that out right now, but I'll try to remember that.
Mm-hmm.
But I have stickers all over the house, and I have to go read them all before I find where the one I'm looking for.
Hey, at least you know what you're doing.
I know my system.
Yes, you know what, you have a system that works for you exactly.
Now, I do have a cat, if anybody's allergic to cats.
I'll add that, and I'll let them know. No one can go into your home if they're allergic to cats. Got it.
Well, I would let them in, but they probably wouldn't enjoy me.
Mm-hmm.
They'd probably be cussing me out when they left.
Do you need anything increased on your care plan? Anything added to your care plan?
I think we were doing all right. I think I'll have to work with somebody for a while before I answer a question like that.
Okay. Okay, I've submitted the request on your behalf. These requests are averaging anywhere between 20 to 30 business days, not including weekends and holidays. We will be following up and calling the state at least once every other week to see if they've caught up to your request. The good thing is that you are online now to do a provider change. So you're going to give them a whole month to fix their act and get someone in your house, okay? If not, okay. Obviously we already have a request put in to get you into better services, okay? So like I said, if they do send someone, just accept the help so you're not alone for long periods of time. If you do end up liking the young lady that they send to you, we can hire them once we take over your care plan, okay? We can hire them for you.
Okay. So just go go the way we've been going until you get a hold of me and tell me that there's something else available.
Yep, because the state has to catch up to this request. It's already been put in the system. So I already did my part. I'm going to be identifying a female aide for you. And in the meantime, you're just going to accept whatever help, you know, the agency you're currently with is giving you until we take over. They don't even need to know because the state will call them and let them know your last day.
Okay.
All right. Hang in there, Ms. Carla. And you have my phone number. The team will be reaching out to you, like I said, you know, just to call the state for updates to see if they can hurry up and put this request in sooner. Okay?
Okay. Well, thank you for your help.
All right. Well, you take care, Ms. Carla. Have a great rest of your day.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.